With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Former President Donald Trump stumping today in Las Vegas.
For 3.5 years, the people of Nevada have had a front row seat to Joe Biden's evil and criminal obliteration of our southern border. It was criminal what he's done.
The problems just keep growing for President Biden, unlike his job approval numbers. Here's George Williams.
As of Friday, Mr. Biden stood at only 39.8% job approval. That's according to RealClearPolitics.com, which tracks the average of 10 major polls. That number is barely 2.5 points higher than his lowest mark of 37.2% in July 2022, when inflation hit 9%. On the point of inflation, Mr. Biden scores only 35.9% approval. And overall, compared with former President Trump, Mr. Biden is 2.5 percentage points lower in job approval at a similar point in time. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, families in Israel are celebrating the surprise rescue of 4 hostages over the weekend who had been taken by Hamas during the attack on the Jewish state last October. Averyman Meir, the uncle of freed hostage Almog Meir Jean, expressed his gratitude to the armed forces.
For all the commanders, all the soldiers, all the decision makers who decided to do this operation and to bring 4 hostages, we have to remember that we have another 120 hostages more that we have to bring back home.
A projection provided by the EU suggesting conservative parties have made huge gains today at the European Parliament as Europeans have gone to the polls. This is SRN News. India's election results are in.
And they show another victory for Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Hindu Nationalist Party. However, the BJP won less votes than in the past and does not have an outright majority. What does this mean for India's persecuted Christians? Possibly a little less pressure. It appears that the country is becoming disenchanted with the Hindu nationalist agenda, which might translate into less extremism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal judge has permanently blocked some efforts in North Carolina to restrict how abortion pills can be dispensed, but Judge Catherine Eagles allowed other limitations to remain in effect, granting only a partial victory to an abortion doctor who had sued. An appeal is possible, but for now it appears patients can receive the pills through pharmacies prescribed through certain health care practitioners other than a doctor and then take them home. This is SRN News. Walmart is offering some new perks for its hourly workers.
The perks include a new bonus plan as well as opportunities to move into skilled trade jobs within the company. Walmart is the nation's largest private employer and is seeing a decline in worker turnover. But like other companies, still faces a competitive labor market and increasing demands from its workers. The retailer's new bonus plan for eligible part-time and full-time store workers is based on a store's performance. The maximum bonus potential is also tied to years of experience. John Scott reporting.
Kind of scary. In Wyoming, a huge chunk of a mountain pass highway collapsed, severing a well-traveled commuter link between several small towns and the tourist destination of Jackson. Photos of the Teton Pass Road with deep cracks and also a big section of pavement. It disappeared. More details at SRNNews.com.